Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. Welcome to this episode of Ghost Rap, where we are covering a few retailers, and we begin with one of the very best retail models that you will find anywhere, the sale of pharmaceuticals in the back and health and beauty in the front. Yes, I am talking about how Clicks and Dis-Chem make money. Now, if you've spent enough time in both retail chains, you'll know that there are key differences. Dis-Chem is closer to a warehouse model than Clicks, with a typically wider range and somewhat less of a sanitized feeling to the whole place. Also, Dis-Chem was always built around having a pharmacy in store, whereas Clicks only added them later, which explains why Clicks always has felt that much stronger in health and beauty relative to its competitors. Either way, the strategy is to get people into the store for their medicine and to then sell them a lot of stuff on the way out, with product categories that have long shelf lives and high margins. It is a great model, not least of all in a country with a growing middle class that drives demand for these products. Both groups recently released numbers, with Clicks going first. This is a company that has achieved a 10-year total shareholder return at a compound annual growth rate of 20.7%, so that is quite the little track record. With the dividend up 14.3% in the year ended August, it's more of the same for Clicks. Retail turnover was up 11.7% and distribution turnover was 3.3% higher. So there is growth across the group, even if the distribution side is clearly much slower right now. Over at Dis-Chem, they are singing a different tune in the wholesale business. Group revenue at Dis-Chem was up 9.6%, with retail up 7.1% and wholesale up 10.1%. It's amazing how these two groups that many see in the same light are actually experiencing two completely different growth profiles right now. It is quicker and easier for Clicks to roll out retail stores than Dis-Chem with its larger store model, but Dis-Chem still has loads more market share to win on the wholesale side. And the trick at Dis-Chem in their wholesale business is that they are winning that market share by achieving sales growth to not just independent pharmacies, up 30.3%, but also to the local choice franchises, up 21.8%, and the combination is really good. Of course, the balancing number there to make wholesale come out at 10.1% is Dis-Chem's sales to its own retail outlets. The dividend at Dis-Chem is up 16.1%, so the lower revenue growth versus Clicks was not a problem in the end, because they had great cost control and managed to bank even better dividend growth this year than their arch rival. Either way, both groups are doing incredibly well for shareholders, with Clicks up 18% this year and Dis-Chem 23%. We now move on to the Fashini Group, where the share price is up a rather spectacular 42% this year. Now, before you get too excited and wonder why I was gushing over the pharmacy groups earlier and not TFG, the Fashini Group is flat over 5 years. Over that period, Clicks and Dis-Chem are each up by around 55%, so there is no contest there. Clothing retail just hasn't been as lucrative in my view, and is a far more competitive model. There are just so many companies out there doing similar things. Offshore acquisitions have also been the Achilles heel for a number of local clothing retailers, with mixed performance that often tends to be negative in markets like the UK and certainly Australia. In the last trading update by TFG that covered the 21 weeks to 24th August, TFG London suffered a 12.4% sales decline in a weak UK market. But despite this, TFG is feeling confident enough to acquire another business in the UK through its London subsidiary. They are buying a rather strangely named group called White Stuff, which has 113 stores and 46 concessions in the UK, along with 6 stores and 25 concessions in Europe. Online sales are 43% of total sales. Now that's all good and well, but what is the story here with the margins? Because for the year to April, EBITDA margin at White Stuff was just 5.6%, and that's off a revenue base of £155 million, so it's not like they have a subscale problem here. TFG has not disclosed the purchase price, but taking on a fairly marginal sounding retailer in the UK right now is a brave punt, and TFG has not historically been scared of risky acquisitions. Our final retailer is a very different model to the others. Cashbuild will happily sell to someone walking in to buy small-scale DIY stuff, but they will also sell to large contractors as well, and that is clearly the more important market for them. But those contractors are ultimately supplying people who can't or won't do the work themselves. So the exposure at the end of the day is still to property owners and developers, regardless of whether they are serviced through contractors or someone getting the tools out on a weekend. Now, if you want a depressing 5-year chart to make you feel better about TFG, cash build is down 18% over that period. Year to date, it's only up 6.8% because this train has not quite left the station yet. I do have a long position here, so my view is bullish and you should keep this in mind as I say this, but I do think things are getting better for cash build, and that's exactly why I am long. Revenue is up 5% in the last quarter, which means things are finally in the green after such a painful period. The share price momentum has been really strong off the back of that update, and with rates coming down, load shedding in the rearview mirror, and people feeling better about the GNU and South Africa in general, I think it will continue. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghostwrap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.